Here's your Forbes daily briefing for Friday, April 12th. Today on Forbes, $10 billion productivity startup Notion wants to build your AI Everything app. Ivan Zhao had started his company based on the idea that you should be able to do as much with a word processor as you can with a blank piece of paper. Josh Koppelman, frequent Midas lister and co-founder of First Round Capital, was so impressed by Zhao's unusual pitch, which involved a lengthy digression into the origins of paper, that he wrote the biggest check in the $2 million seed round in 2013. Koppelman says, quote, "I remember walking out and thinking, this is different from any founder pitch I've ever taken. There was no screenshot, no mock-up. It was very conceptual, but I felt like I understood at the highest level what he wanted to do." But Koppelman was in the minority. 2 years later, people didn't understand the company, called Notion. Notion was the software editor Zhao had built, and he hadn't figured out a compelling way to explain it. Few saw a need for a tool to design personalized computer programs. When he saw First Round employees using Notion, it seemed to Zhao that they were doing it, quote, "out of pity," he recalls. He admits, quote, "the software wasn't good enough yet. You know you can get better. You know what better feels like, but you don't quite know how to get there." In a last-ditch attempt to save the company, Zhao and co-founder Simon Last laid off all their employees, sublet their San Francisco office, and moved to Kyoto, Japan, to cut costs. A $150,000 emergency loan from Zhao's mother gave them enough time to reboot with Notion 1.0. The software editor was still there, but now Notion looked like a productivity tool on the surface, a minimalist twist on Google Docs that also let you easily make wikis and manage your to-do lists. In August 2016, they released it on app discovery site Product Hunt. It was the site's most popular product of the day, then week, then month. Within weeks, Notion, which is free but charges power users upward of $8 a month, was turning a profit and had become one of Silicon Valley's hottest startups. Zhao and Last returned to San Francisco triumphantly. Notion was spreading globally. 80% of users are outside the U.S. on word of mouth alone. It hit its first million users in 2019. Students liked it for making to-do lists and taking class notes. Design-minded entrepreneurs used it to replace the traditional pitch deck, and artists used it to show off their portfolios. How I Use Notion tutorials flooded YouTube. People needed those videos because while Notion is powerful, the customization options for something as simple as a to-do list can make it overwhelming. One of the most popular is a relatively simple walkthrough of the software that shows how to get started using it, quote, "without losing your mind." But it was precisely this level of customization that made Notion so useful for work. Employees at DoorDash and Nike adopted it to manage projects or share notes. It caught on among some teams at McKinsey after a partner began using it at home to organize his pizza recipes. Scott Belsky, Adobe's chief product officer, used Notion to organize all his research and write the drafts to his best-selling book, The Messy Middle. He says, quote, "In a wonderful way, Notion has collapsed the concept of a website and a document." In January 2021, a handful of those How I Use Notion videos went so viral on TikTok that the demand for downloads overwhelmed the company's servers, and Zhao was forced to pause all product development for 6 months to shore up the back end. At the time, the app had 20 million users. Now it's fast approaching 100 million, Zhao says. By Forbes' estimate, it made $250 million in revenue last year and remains profitable. Later this year, the company hopes to debut Notion 3.0. Users got a preview when the company launched an artificial intelligence bot in November 2023 that can rapidly surface anything stored inside Notion, part of the company's aggressive bet on generative AI that earned it a place on Forbes' sixth annual AI 50 list, which was released yesterday. For full coverage, you can see our video interview with Ivan Zhao and check out Kenrick Kai's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.